Your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staff. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Here's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says,
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Well, here we go. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. You know, there's a thing in movie franchises called a crossover. That's where, you know, a character from, you know, one franchise, you know, one kind of movie like Star Wars or something appears in another. Alien versus Predator. I thought about Batman versus Superman. Dawn of Justice. The entire and seemingly interminable sometimes Marvel Cinematic Universe series, the total runtime of which is now officially longer than some small wars that are going around in the world. For studios, why do studios do this? Why do they do the crossovers and then just continue to just drag everything out? Because the financial appeal. Because they can make money on it. Every character has a devoted fan base. You know, it's kind of true in radio, too. So, you know, I've got my weekend fans, the weekend listeners, and many of you, for which I'm eternally grateful, have decided that, oh, you kind of like what I do, so now you tune into the weekday program. And vice versa. So I'm on the weekday program because I obviously cross-promote the weekend program. Some of you that listen during the week listen on Saturdays, too, because, well, you have no life, just like me. And so, you know, so it works out pretty well. But if you put two characters in one movie, you can get both of them along to the cinema at once. And because the draw is the characters, not really the quality of the movie itself, unlike here, where's the quality of the programming, right? You can skimp on a decent script or convincing effects. That's why a lot of these, you know, okay, it's Star Wars, you know, 27, or it is Batman, you know, 92 or whatever. It's like, okay, how much more are we going to kill this franchise? But because the draw is the characters, not the quality of the movie itself, you really can just skimp on a really decent script or any sort of convincing CGI or other special effects. So I'm reading about a book called The Weight of Nature, How a Changing Climate Changes Our Minds, Our Brains, and Our Bodies. It's written by somebody by the name of Clayton Page Aldern. You might want to go look this, you know, you don't want to read the book, but in case you do, it's The Weight of Nature, How a Changing Climate Changes Our Minds, Our Brains, and Our Bodies. Now, I don't know at the risk of sounding cynical, which I know would be unusual for me. It kind of struck me as a kind of like one of these crossovers, one of these movie crossovers. Why? What are people worried about? Climate change. What else are people worried about? Well, I think they're worried about just modern life right now, inflation, mental health, the crime, illegal immigration. I mean, I just go on and on and on. What if we got somebody to write a book about, I don't know, how about climate change is damaging, I don't know, maybe our mental health. Maybe climate change, because I think that it is. Then we get the climate warriors and the mental healthers buying the same book, and we can make a boatload of money. Now, this author is not the first person to think about this. And to be fair, climate anxiety, do you know it's a real problem? Climate anxiety is a serious problem. Now, I don't think it's widespread, but I know for a fact it exists. You know, I've told you before that my wife is a school counselor, and she's retired, but she goes back under this program that they have in Colorado where they bring in these retired teachers and counselors and other people. It's a way for them to save money is what it really is. So she's gone back, and she works one or two days a week, and right now she's working in a middle school. No, I'm telling you, she's working in, I had to think about this for a second. She's working in an elementary school, and she has a kid that is in counseling. Now, don't get me wrong. She doesn't violate any confidences. She doesn't tell me the kid's name. She doesn't tell me anything about any specifics. I couldn't identify this kid if you put a gun to my head. All I know is she's told me the kid has climate anxiety. The kid is a nervous wreck because now I'm making a big ass assumption here that the kid has climate anxiety because the parent or parents at home or whatever they're watching on television or whatever they're listening to, whatever it is, they're being fed a steady diet of the world is coming to an end because of climate change. And so this kid hears about it and he's so anxious that he's having a serious problem in school. He might as well be autistic. He might as well be learning disabled. He might as well have some sorts of mental illness that is causing him to not be able to perform well in school because he has climate anxiety. So I do believe that climate anxiety is a real problem, at least anecdotally I can tell you that. You know, every few weeks you'll find a story in a newspaper about an article saying somebody, you know, I know you've heard this, about people that say they don't want to have kids out of fear that, well, the world's not going to be fit to live in. There was a survey back in 2021, a global survey, that found more than half of the 10,000 young people surveyed agreed with the phrase that humanity is doomed. Now, you and I might think humanity is doomed, but I don't think humanity is doomed because of climate. I think humanity is doomed because we seem to, you know, even as technology advances, we seem to get really dumber and dumber. I mean, just dumber and dumber. For what it's worth, I really do think they're entirely wrong about that, about humanity being doomed because of climate change. Climate change could, I'm not saying it will, but I think climate change could have some negative effects on the world. And so maybe for some people, you know, maybe for if you're a scientist, this is what you study all the time, and you worry about it, well, then I can understand why you worry about it, because this is all you focus on. You don't have a life. But you know what? It's not going to kill everybody. Climate change is not going to kill everybody. The climate changes all the time. It always has. It always will. That's the phrase I use all the time. And it's just, it's not going to kill everybody. But this author, kind of writ large, wants to say something both more subtle and more ambitious than people are worried about the future. He wants to say that climate change itself is damaging our brains. Now, I could argue there are a lot of things damaging our brains. Smartphones are making us dumber in many ways. Television, cable news is making us dumber in a lot of ways. Maybe just my own confirmation bias, but I believe in many ways that talk radio actually makes people smarter. At least maybe this program, I hope this program does, makes you think about things. Many of you oftentimes disagree with me, and you'll send me a text message about why you disagree, and what that causes me to do. It causes me to actually stop and think about something. And I hope likewise, something I say may, even if you disagree with him, you may stop and think, oh, you know, he may be onto something. But this is what this guy's saying. He wants to say that climate change itself is what's damaging our brains. And he wants to say it's obvious that it's doing this in ways because we get grumpier and stupider when it's hot, and then more insidious ways too. But we'll hear about that in a minute. Don't forget, you can always text me, text the word MicroMichael to 33103. And as Forrest says, go to the website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, you can send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. And then follow me on social media. Do all of that. And let me emphasize the podcast, because I really do. I know a lot of you. In fact, I know because I look at the numbers. A lot of you listen to the program, both the weekday and the weekend program on the podcast. So in your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And then hit the subscribe button, and then boom, you've got all the weekday program and the weekend program. So is the climate really damaging our brains? Because the author of this book, if you want to, no, don't waste your money. I'm looking through the book for you. It's called The Weight of Nature, How Changing Climate Changes Our Minds, Our Brains, and Our Bodies by some yahoo by the name of Aldern. And he does believe that climate change itself is damaging our brains. He does this with the authority of academia. You know why? He is a neuroscientist turned environmental journalist. Now, that's according to the blurb on the back of the book. He does have a master's degree in neuroscience. All right. Well, I have a Juris Doctorate, but I'm not going to claim to turn environmental journalist. Maybe I'm an expert in environmental justice. Maybe that's what I'll do. You know, when you think about a neuroscientist turned environmental journalist, that makes this book seem even more flawed and more baffling until you remember what I said at the very beginning. This is like a crossover. This is like a crossover movie. It's a crossover event because there's a certain kind of pop science that relies on a particular format. Story, then you study, and then you draw a lesson from it. There's a psychologist named Christopher Chabris. First noted this in the work of the disgraced science writer Jonah Lehrer. But it's a staple, because you'll notice that, for example, I listen to Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell is most famous for writing his very first book, The Tipping Point. But Malcolm Gladwell, I listen to podcasts, I guess because I'm a sicko, because his logic is so illogic. And he'll take topics that I find interesting, and then he tries to cross over and become a journalist and analyze things, which his analysis makes no sense whatsoever, even though I really do try to understand where he's going. He tells some moving, heartwarming, or some inspiring story. And then you recount the results of a study which tries to explain what's going on in people's brains in those situations. And then somehow you're supposed to draw together everything to give the reader, or in this case, the listener to his podcast, some pat little take-home message. And even though all of the books that Malcolm Gladwell has written are all these little short, really short books. I mean, if you've ever read The Tipping Point, you can read The Tipping Point in, I don't know, half a day if you wanted to. But I kind of thought that we had progressed kind of beyond these kinds of books, at least in the upper mid-market pop science titles that always get reviewed in the New York Times, or maybe even excerpted in the Guardian newspaper. Quote, this study on 17 undergraduates at Ohio State University shows that actual creativity stems from our right anterior superior temporal gyrus, close quote, that kind of stuff, so rarely withstood the scrutiny of the replication crisis in science that almost all of them turned out to be essentially content-free. I should go back and say, I formerly listened to Malcolm Gladwell's podcast because I don't even know if he's written a book recently. Tipping Point is, gosh, it's got to be at least 20 years old. I haven't listened to any of the podcasts recently because that's kind of what he does. He goes through and he never points out that he's tried to replicate the logic or replicate the results that he has read about from one study. And so all of us, it's just, It turns out to be pablum, and I just can't take it anymore. But this author on this book about climate change takes that formula to the letter. Every chapter starts out with an anecdote. There's a child dying from some amoebic brain disease that he caught from swimming in a pond. Well, that can always happen. As a child, I used to go out on the farms, and my friends and I would go out, and we'd go skinny dipping on a farm pond somewhere. And occasionally, one of us would get sick because there would be, you know, something in the water that we would catch, and pretty soon we'd have some sort of, you know, stomach problem because we'd accidentally swallowed some, you know, dirty water that, you know, just to be blunt about it, you know, some cow pooped in the field somewhere, and then it rained, and it all went into the pond. Or a father whose family burned to death in a wildfire. There are always stories, whether, I don't care, California, Colorado, Texas, wherever, there are wildfires, and then somebody gets trapped in a wildfire. Firefighter gets trapped in a wildfire. Some person that, you know, refuses to evacuate gets caught in a wildfire, and they die, and somehow that's the fault of climate change. I mean, this is the whole point of this book. And then there's a study, usually about, you know, some sort of fruit fly or something, that shows how changes to the environment make us forget. Or how living near mountaintop removal mines, you know, where there's been a mine and there's been some runoff. You know, we have a lot of those in Colorado where, you know, people live up in the mountains somewhere and then there's an old mining shaft somewhere and then it leaks. In fact, one time we had a horrible leak of horrible hazardous material because the Environmental Protection, I shouldn't laugh about this, the Environmental Protection Agency itself caused the leak. Now, I don't recall specifically whether any people got sick off that leak that the EPA caused, but there's another example of the kind that I'm talking about. Then there's a flowery lesson presented in the conclusion in this book. The weight of nature presses, but we've got to press back. A depression is a state, but it is also a refuge, a place from which to come forth. I know it's Saturday, and you're all relaxed, and you're all having, you know, you're just all in a good mood. Tell me what the hell I just said. This is a quote from the book. The weight of nature presses, but we get to press back. A depression is a state, but it is also a refuge, a place from which to come forth. Okay, let me think about this. So nature presses against us, and we do. We press back. We build homes. We buy air conditioning. We buy heat. We buy transportation. We buy warm clothes. We go to the North Face. Even though they're opposed to fossil fuels, they use fossil fuels to make their gear. But we go to North Face, and we buy stuff to keep us warm. Maybe that's what he's talking about. A depression is a state, but also a refuge? I don't know. But what people want from these books isn't science, right? It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. What is it they want? Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll tell you what they want.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, you can text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And don't forget, you can go to michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, all of those. In fact, I was telling Damien, that I got up really early this morning and took the dogs out to this big dog park at one of the state parks and walked the dogs. And if you want to see what the sunrise looked like in Colorado this morning, go to my Instagram account, at Michael D. Brown. Follow me on Instagram, at Michael D. Brown, and you'll see what I saw this morning. So we're talking about this book where a guy's claiming that, climate anxiety is making us dumber. And I'm thinking, you know, the more I kind of do this story, the more I think he might be right, because I feel dumber doing this story, I think. But here's what I think people are looking for. And I think he may be onto something here. I think, you know how we get on roller coasters? Why do we ride a roller coaster? For the thrill. Why do we, I've never done it, but my wife jumped out of an airplane. Skydiving. Why? Why would she do it? For the thrill. We do things for thrills. And I think that's what's going on here. It's the vibe. It's the thrill. A sense of fear and even sadness. I think some people do like to feel sad. I think people like to feel frightened. People like to watch horror movies. People like to watch sad romantic movies. Think about the compare. Like Nightmare on Elm Street, that's supposed to scare the crap out of you. The Bridges of Madison County, maybe that's dating me, but that's supposed to make you feel sad. Well, anyway, that's my theory. And that might explain why this book can contain claims that are not only not even based on evidence, but I think absolutely false, and still have some sort of, well, this is an important watershed book about it. Now, why would I spend any time at all talking about this? Because you need to understand that those who are pushing this religious doctrine on us, this orthodoxy about climate change, are writing books actually claiming now that climate change is making people dumber. So I guess, you know, his argument would be that if I'm sitting here telling you all the reasons why we need to not fear climate change, that's because climate change has just made me stupid. Yeah. I mean, see, you can't argue against this guy. Now, he does cite one study. There was one study of a bunch of rugrats of mothers that were caught up in Superstorm Sandy that, you know, hit New York and New Jersey back in 2012. That study, he says, I didn't read the study itself. I'm just going based on what he said. That boys, listen to boys who were exposed in utero, meaning boys that were still in their mother's wombs, who were exposed to the stress of climate change, saw a 60-fold increase in ADHD. Think about that for a second. What is wrong with that? This study found that the prevalence of ADHD in U.S. children and adolescents in 2022 was about 10%. A 60-fold increase in that prevalence would mean that 600% of boys exposed to storms while in utero, while in their mother's womb, would get ADHD. Seriously? But nobody, this is why maybe people who read this book and don't take it to its logical conclusion, maybe they really do become dumber. Now, to my surprise, in this author's defense, the study really does claim a 62-fold increase specifically for ADHD in boys. But that's obviously nonsense. Because a product of small sample sizes, made even smaller by chopping up into little bits, boys, girls, boys with ADHD, or girls with depression, and then picking the most dramatic results, that's obvious insanity. It's the sort of number that should make your eyebrows, your eyes shoot blood, just like, oh my God, how stupid is this? And, you know, and in fairness, the study itself only mentions that clearly implausible number down in the results section and leads on somewhat more credible, though still, I think, pretty mad results. The study almost beggars belief. But this is what the guy writes. You know, when I wrote my book, Deadly Indifference, which, by the way, is still available on Amazon or wherever books are sold, you know, my editor, both the editor and the publisher, but specifically the editor, wanted to understand every claim that I made in that book about Hurricane Katrina. So I had to provide, willingly provided, email trails, email records, documents, videos of things that took place, interviews with national and local media during all of those events, so that everything that I put in that book is documented. All I could think about as I was reading about this book and reading stories about this book was, did any editor stop to think and say, wait a minute, if what you say is true, then that would mean a 600% of boys that are exposed to a storm are, while in utero, before they're born, are going to get ADHD. Did anybody ask that question? I don't think so. Which shows that this, again, is a religion. It's a faith-based, and I don't mean faith-based in terms of Christianity or anything else. I mean faith-based, their faith in climate change. And so an editor's not going to question this, and the publisher's going to be more than willing to publish something like this because they know it will sell to all of the congregants in the Church of Climate Hysteria. He also says the local brewery, quote, saw a gap of 25 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 3 degrees Celsius, between indoor and outdoor temperatures at one point. Okay. You might wonder, like I did, can a difference in temperature be positive in Fahrenheit but negative in Celsius? Remember, he said that that a local brewery saw a gap of 25 degrees Fahrenheit, parentheses, minus 3 degrees Celsius, between indoor and outdoor temperatures at one point. So can there be a difference in temperature, positive in Fahrenheit, negative in Celsius? That's easy. Easy. If you've put 25 degrees Fahrenheit into an online temperature calculator and then just copy and pasted the result. Yeah, if the temperature outside is 25 degrees, that means it's minus 3.9 degrees Celsius and pretty nippy. But if the temperature goes up by 25 degrees Fahrenheit, then it can't go down in Celsius. I mean, that should be obvious to anyone who's paying attention who is editing the book. And that makes me think that nobody involved in this book was paying any attention whatsoever. But this book isn't a serious effort to find stuff out. It's not serious about that at all. Instead, it's just it's like a religious tract. It's like, okay, let's take something out of the Bible. Let's take something out of, you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I'm not trying to be blasphemous here at all. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. But let's take something out of, you know, a study somewhere or a study some this or that, and let's make a little tract out of it, and then let's go publish it. And our theory is going to be that the religion of climate change is making people dumber, and then let's show that it's making people dumber by putting something in here that is completely illogical and completely mathematically impossible, and say, see, nobody caught it, so you must be dumb. I mean, I think that's how circuitous the logic is in this kind of book. And when you think about climate science and everything that we are told about the climate, then you should understand that, oh, we shouldn't be surprised by this at all, because this is the kind of thing that gets passed on for science all the time. In fact, let's go to one of my favorite people of all time, and that would be, man, I'm being a smart aleck here. Well, surely you'll recognize the voice.
I am one of the few people on this program without a background in health, other than trying hard to live healthily. But
in just case you're wondering, it's John Kerry.
There's really no polite way to put it. The climate crisis is killing people.
See, I think he's read the book. I think John Kerry has read this book, and he's bought it hook, line, and sinker.
It is knowingly, wittingly allowing people to die and infecting them with disease and providing them with
like ADHD
that kills people. Because we're not willing to take the steps necessary to do what we know we need to do. And what people have been screaming about for 30 years, 35 years plus now. Many of us were in Rio. I was there. I was there in 1988 when Jim Hansen first testified.
You know, as I told my local audience, think about what he just said. What did he just say? Think about that. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you want to see that picture of the sunrise this morning, go follow me on Instagram at Michael D. Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about this book about how climate change is apparently making people stupider, dumber. And I don't know, maybe me talking about it today has made you dumber. But here's John Kerry, the former climate czar for Joe Biden, telling us exactly why, oh, the book might be right.
I am one of the few people on this program without a background in health, other than trying hard to live healthily. But there's really no polite way to put it. The climate crisis is killing people. It is knowingly, wittingly allowing people to die and infecting them with disease and providing them with air that kills people because we're not willing to take the steps necessary to do what we know we need to do. And what people have been screaming about for 30 years, 35 years plus now. Many of us were in Rio. I was there. I was there in 1988 when Jim Hansen first testified to us about what is happening. And every year now, millions of people around this planet are dying because fossil fuel and methane emissions called greenhouse gas pollution, not just gas, pollution.
Oh, now, see, we don't call it pollution. It's not a gas, it's a pollution. That's what it is. It's killing people.
About pollution. We used to apply a polluter pays principle to the concept of pollution. But now those methane emissions and CO2 emissions and nitrous oxide and other emissions are escaping into the atmosphere, being fed by the way in which we continue to choose to fuel our vehicles, propel our vehicles, heat our homes.
You know what I find funny? I mean, I know you can't see it, but he's talking into his computer. You know, he's doing like a Zoom call or something, and he's in his mansion in Boston, and it's a mahogany library full of books. There's lights. He's got a nice lighting effect on him. He's got a nice suit jacket on. Looks like an expensive, nice button-down shirt. You know, he's got his big haircut. He probably goes to the beauty parlor to get his hair done. And it looks like a very, very wealthy, expensive, comfortable home. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a room on his yacht. Who knows? Or maybe it's a cabin on his private jet. But here he is lecturing us about how we live. The insanity of these people is beyond comprehension. So back to the book. The author, this guy named Aldrin, says that climate change causes amnesia. What? Duh? What? Because a changing environment triggers forgetting to aid learning. And he backs that up with a study in fruit flies and then extrapolates from a study about fruit flies to say that people who live near a vanishing glacier in Iceland are therefore developing amnesia. Yeah, you heard that right. There were points when I was researching all of the different stories about this book that I thought, am I being trolled? Is everybody out
to get me?
Is that what's going on? Except he doesn't quite say that. He slips into this flowery gesturing language. You know, history can be an act of elegy, but perhaps it can be an act of evolution too. All right. I'm totally baffled by this. Climate change, I think, is changing our brains. Because our brains do change with every new experience that we have. That's what learning and memory are. The subtle rewiring of our brains to store new information. But I think for most people, climate change, at least so far, most of the world, is subtle. You might even claim that it's bad. I don't care. It's still subtle. The changes that the changes that climate change has wrought in our lives, if anything, are minor. You know, the I'm always amused. We laugh about this on the weekday program about there are always news stories. So during winter in Colorado, it's like how many days of sub-zero temperatures have we had? Well, I don't know. It's wintertime, so probably, you know, quite a few. And then it turns springtime, and the stories, the headline then becomes, when will Denver see its first 70-degree weather? And then as we get into summer, it'll be like, oh, how many days in a row do we have 90-degree weather? Well, that's like, well, it's hot in Phoenix because it's July and August, and it's cold in Madison, Wisconsin because it's February. Really? And it's balmy in California because, well, it's California. Or it's really kind of humid in Florida because, well, it's Florida. You know, the COVID pandemic, the war in Ukraine, those are all, the war in the Middle East, whatever is going on in the Middle East, all this uncertainty in the world is driving up the cost of fossil fuels, driving up the cost of gas. Have you filled up your car with gas lately? Did you see the consumer price index up 3.5%? All of those things will have changed our environment far more in recent years than climate change. And I don't mean in a bad way, but people are experiencing and living in the world differently, not because of climate change, but because of economic change. If you've moved houses, changed jobs, had a kid, started a new relationship, ended an old relationship, you probably have felt the world around you change much more dramatically than anything the climate did. And maybe these events do cause us to forget more. Maybe those kinds of things cause our identities to slip. But I don't think we think of them as fundamentally eating away at who we are. No one's going to write a book called The Weight of Moving House. Good grief. Can we just recognize that we can't control nature? But books like this, yeah, I don't think climate change causes us to be dumber. Books like this cause us to be dumber.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Inflation shows no signs of letting up.
And the impact of high inflation varies depending on where you are. New data from WalletHub shows which U.S. cities have been the hardest hit. The report found that Dallas, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, and the San Bernardino area of Southern California are dealing with inflation rates above the national average. The study found that inflation is not confined to any one distinct area of the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Maryland's governor has announced a program to help Port of Baltimore recover from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Wes Moore says a new $12.5 million program announced Friday aims to prevent layoffs by enabling businesses to retain their workers until the port fully reopens. The program was created by executive order and authorized by emergency legislation the governor signed this past week. Moore says the state must do all it can to support the some 8,000 port workers whose jobs have been directly affected by the collapse of the bridge. George Williams reporting.
Researchers have discovered that most cancer drugs that are granted accelerated approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration do not deliver on their early promises of success.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against debilitating or fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. The study found that between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% demonstrated they improved or extended patients' lives in confirmatory trials.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Tiger Woods has set a Masters record by making his 24th consecutive cut, and he's only seven shots out of the lead. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter appeared in court on Friday, facing a charge of bank fraud. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more details.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani to get gambling addiction treatment. Prosecutors allege Ippei Mizuhara stole upwards of $16 million from the Japanese sensation to finance his gambling habit. Mizuhara appeared in federal court Friday on a charge of bank fraud. He was not asked to enter a plea. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors say there was no evidence that Ohtani was involved in or aware of Mizuhara's gambling. Authorities say Ohtani is cooperating with investigators. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Japan is giving the U.S. 250 new cherry trees.
Hundreds of D.C.'s cherry trees will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. During his official visit to Washington this past week, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida announced that Japan would give the U.S. 250 new trees to mark America's upcoming 250th anniversary.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting. A drug paradox in Mexico.
A new government report says the country's facing a dire shortage of fentanyl for medical use, even as Mexican cartels pump out tons of the illicit narcotic. A study by Mexico's National Commission on Mental Health and Addictions did not give a reason for the shortage of the synthetic opioid, which is needed for anesthesia in hospitals, but claimed it was a worldwide problem. The commission said fentanyl had to be imported and that imports fell by more than 50% between 2022 and 2023.
That's Roger Rockstra. More from townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
And here we go. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. So there, this hour I want to do a potpourri of different stories that I've collected and haven't gotten done over the during the week. But they're all kind of fascinating. You think about September 11, 2001. The attack on the World Trade Center killed 3,000, New Yorkers. It took less than a generation to go from those attacks to city council meetings in New York where it features the worship of Allah. At Thursday's New York City Council meeting, a local Islamic imam, whose name I have no idea how to pronounce, Abdulazouka Traore Darussalam Islamic Community Inc., led the invocation, which ended up being a four-minute-long song in Arabic, ending with Arabic and English proclamations of Allah as Lord of the world. Now, you may or may not be offended by that. And I don't care whichever way you fall on the side of this particular incident. But now just try to imagine yourself, all of the leftist Marxists presiding over the demise of this once great city, actually standing up at a New York City Council meeting and, praising Jesus Christ. How about that? Or, how about some Jews leading them in some sort of saying or ritual that the Jews might do? Because I just find it astonishing. Because any time... that, and this is because I sincerely believe this, that Christianity is under attack everywhere in this country. Everywhere in this country. And people may argue throughout the world too, and I certainly can't argue with that. Christianity and Judaism are just getting pushed down and out of sight and are told that, you cannot do that. But oh my gosh, but we'll let them praise Allah at a New York City Council meeting. It's insane. obviously, I don't want you to listen to 4 minutes of this, but I want you to stop and just think for a moment about.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, there you go. You have 30 seconds of it. 30 seconds of it. Now, just imagine someone, you know, citing the Lord's Prayer at the New York City Council meeting. Or singing, you know, How Great Thou Art or something. Why? They'd be all over it. Absolutely all over it. Here's a challenge for you. I haven't done it, so maybe you can prove me wrong. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Prove me wrong. Get on the interwebs and go find the opening of a New York City Council meeting where there's a Christian or a Jew singing How Great Thou Art or citing the Lord's Prayer or a Jew leading in some sort of ceremony to open this New York City Council meeting. When you find that, let me know. Let me know. When you think about doctors, young doctors, as you get older, trust me, as you get older and you go to a doctor and the doctor's fresh out of law school, but that was Freudian. Same's true for lawyers, but in this case, I want to talk about doctors because I want to talk about the UCLA School of Medicine. You get to be my age, or you get to be in your 50s. You get to be in your 50s, and you go to a doctor, you got a pain. You got a pain in the butt. And you go to a doctor, and the doctor walks in after the, you know, because you never see a doctor immediately. So the nurse comes in and gets all your vitals. And then a physician's assistant comes in and wants to, you know, they pull out their iPad and they start, well, now where does it hurt, Mr. Brown? Well, it hurts my butt. I mean, I got a pain in my butt. Okay, well, let me get that. And how long have you been had this? And they, I've had it ever since I started working with Damien. I've had a pain in the butt for a long time. Ah, blah, 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 blah. And so they get all that information and then you sit there and, you know, you're sitting there on that table, that bed in the patient room. And you're sitting there, and you got your shoes off, and your legs are swinging, you're waiting, and the pain in the butt's still there. And then pretty soon the door swings open, and you walk to the doctor, and you think, wait a minute, have you graduated from high school yet? You know it happens. And as you get older, it gets even worse, too, because as you get older, new doctors are coming out of medical school, or you walk into a law office. You got a really serious case, and the lawyer walks in, and you're thinking, man, are you still in law school? But let's hope that the young doctors coming out of UCLA's medical school never encounter patients as sick as the professors that are in charge of their instruction. We've learned that these doctors were subjected to a mandatory 2-hour lecture by Lisa Gray Garcia. She's wearing one of those, I forget how you pronounce it, the keffiyeh. The Pizza Hut red and white tablecloth on your head. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to describe it. She denounced modern medicine as white science and proclaimed the October 7 terror atrocities to be justified and then demanded students kneel in complete obedience to Mama Earth. Mama Earth. Now we learn of a talk hosted by the Department of Psychiatry and Biobehavioral Sciences that promoted self-immolation as a form of revolutionary suicide. I don't know. Do I need to explain what self-immolation is? Do you remember the monk during the Vietnam War sat in the middle of a street, maybe in Saigon or somewhere, and covered himself in gasoline and then lit the match and he stood there in his yoga position and just burn to death? That's self-immolation. Well, there was a talk hosted in the Department of Psychiatry and Biobehavioral Sciences that promoted self-immolation as a form of some sort of revolutionary suicide. Revolutionary suicide? You gotta be freaking kidding me. If you want to read more about the story, it's over at the Washington Free Beacon. The Beacon says this, the talk, depathologizing resistance. So let's take out the pathology of resistance. Was delivered about a week ago, April 2, by two psychiatry residents at UCLA, Doctors Ragda Izar and Afaf Mustafa, under the auspices of the department's diversity office and UCLA's Health Ethics Center, again, according to emails, and apparently the slideshow, the PowerPoint that the Washington Free Beacon got a hold of. You know, just as a footnote here, I always love it when these people go off and they do these bizarro things. You know, there's always somebody sitting in the back of that classroom that goes, how much is my tuition? What am I paying for? And why am I sitting here doing this? And so when they get their electronic copies, or they decide, oh, where's my phone? Because everybody's got a phone now, right? So they pull out their phone and they hit, bing, record. And then they leave. They go home. They make up a fake Google account, fake Gmail account, and then they email it off to the Washington Free Beacon. You know it happens all the time. No diversity office, I think, serves any sort of constructive purpose. We ought to live in a meritocracy. And neither does an ethics center run by fiends that are encouraging suicide for a political purpose. Again, the Washington Free Beacon. The remarks centered, oh, I'm way behind on a break. I wasn't paying attention. I mean, we need to take a break here. I'll tell you what the diversity office did about the ethics center next. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Hang tight.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103, and tell me anything, ask me anything. So I'm going to get back to this insanity at UCLA. But in terms of text messages, I have a question for you. Damien asked the question. Tell the audience what the question is.
The question that I asked was, as far as musician, artist is concerned, who is one artist that you feel that has impacted the entire world from, I mean, I'm talking about all over the world.
And but what's the time frame? From the beginning of time to today, or is it just general?
Just general. They can be living or they've passed away. Either one. One artist that has impacted, as a musician, has impacted the world.
Okay, so you're going to narrow it to musicians.
Yes.
Or a musician. Okay, all right. All right. Damien and I were talking about that during the break. And my answer was, I thought, in terms of musicians, I was going to say the Beatles. And I said the Beatles because they took soul music, black music. They took, you know, the Fats Dominoes of the world. They took the, to some degree, country music. They took Elvis, and they completely upended music and changed the genre of rock and roll forever.
Yeah.
And they did that worldwide because it was a worldwide phenomenon. And I told Damien, I thought that's a great dinner conversation. Because everybody's going to have a different answer. And then this SOB that's my producer sitting in LA says, well, I said, and he goes, now you're live. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I want to know what his answer is. Well, we got a show to do, so I'll tell you when we get to the next break. So I thought just for fun, I would ask the entire audience, who do you think it is? And let's see what you come up with. Text that to me now. Don't wait until later in the program. Do it to me. Send it to me right now so I can compare what you say compared to what Damien's going to tell me his answer was when we get through the next break. So text your answer to 33103 and we'll see how you compare to my answer to whatever dumbass answer Damien comes up with. We'll just put it that way. Jimmy.
Well, I
Christmas.
Appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that you just pissed me off before we went to, well, I'll tell you after the break. I'll tell you after the next segment. No, well, I want to know right now, but obviously you're not going to do that.
Yeah, but we're doing a show. We're doing a show.
Well, is that what we're doing here? Is we're doing a show? Okay, we're doing a show.
All right, so let's get back on topic.
Okay, let's get back on topic here. Let's go back to UCLA because I find it, I mean, stopping, I want you to think about this. Self-immolation. Burning yourself to death. I mean, I cannot think of a more horrific way to die. I've been in burn units where I have not because I knew anybody, because of my job, I had to be in a burn unit. And I don't think there's anything worse than someone that's suffering from third degree burns over, you know, a certain percentage of their body and they're in a burn unit. The pain is excruciating. So now think about you've decided to commit suicide, and you're going to do it through self-immolation. You're going to walk out into the middle of a street corner somewhere. You're going to douse yourself with gas. What were we watching? Oh, there's some story, it's about the mafia in Tokyo. I forget the name of the series. And there was a Japanese person in Tokyo that burned themselves to death on the street. And it was just, I watched it, and it just brought back all these memories of being in these burn centers. And so now we have, at UCLA Medical School, the Department of Psychiatry and Biobehavioral Sciences promoting self-immolation as a form of revolutionary suicide. The talk was titled, Depathologizing Resistance. You know what? No diversity office can serve a constructive purpose if this is what we're going to do. We really ought to get folks back on meritocracy. The remarks, according, again, Washington Free Beacon, the remarks centered on the suicide of Aaron Bushnell. That's the U.S. serviceman who set himself on fire in February to protest U.S. support for Israel, or, as this one lecturer put it, indigenous Palestine. Now, let's think about Bushnell's conspicuous mental illness. The professor said this, yes, he carried a lot of distress, according to audio of the talk that the Free Beacon got. But does that mean the actions he engaged in are any less valid? I'd say he had a serious mental problem. You know, when you put these Marxists in charge, a psychiatrist's job isn't to make you less crazy. It's to make you affirm your craziness. I don't know why this strikes home with me because, well, you might think I'm crazy, but I don't really think I don't know of anybody in my family. When I think back to all my aunts and uncles and all my cousins and nephews, I don't think I've ever known of anybody who was ever institutionalized for a mental health problem. So maybe my family's just lucky. I don't know. But when you start affirming craziness, I'd say it's time to find a different doctor. So back to the Washington Free Beacon. It says, the talk reflects the erosion of what was until recently a bedrock medical norm. From the American Psychiatric Association to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, all professional mental health bodies warn against glorifying self-harm lest it inspire others to harm themselves. Yet here's exactly what they are doing. First, do no harm. What happened to that? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Tano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Experience for the first time growing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
or like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weeknd with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
So we asked, before we get back to the UCLA thing, we asked during the break about the artist, the musician that had the greatest worldwide impact. And I said the Beatles. And then Damien told me that his answer was Michael Jackson, which many of you all, well, I shouldn't say many of you, one of you mentioned. I'll take that back. Oh, no, there were several.
There were several.
Several Michael Jacksons. And I'm actually convinced of that in terms of worldwide impact and in terms of sales of units, which I'm sure, I mean, sales of the Beatles still continue. Sales of Michael Jackson still continue. And I think they both continue probably unabated, but Michael Jackson probably hands down. Some of the others that you mentioned, I just can't agree. And then in terms of someone who is living that continues to do so and has had an impact worldwide, Damien and I both agreed that it's probably Elton John. Because as I pointed out, Elton John can fill a stadium with 50, 70, 80,000, whatever the hundreds of thousands of people. He can still do that anywhere in the world.
Even
he can
today.
Do it. Yeah, and he does it today. He can do it in the Middle East. He can do it in Africa. He can do it in Europe. He can do it anywhere in Asia. He can go anywhere in the world, and he can fill a stadium, and he can do it for 4 or 5 nights in a row. And so, yeah, I think it would be Elton John as a living musician that is doing that. And I find Elton John interesting because that was probably one of the first, I would say, big concerts that I went to as a senior in high school, a freshman in college, when Elton John was just starting out, still wearing the duck suits and, you know, jumping up and down the pianos and doing all of that. And I saw him at, and I forget the name of the venue, but it was the basketball arena at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And it was probably 1972 or so, when I saw Elton John for the first time. And then I saw him on the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour here in Denver a few years ago. So yeah, Elton John. And you read about him and he fills stadiums worldwide and continues to do so today. So yeah, interesting question. Those are the kinds of questions that Damien asks at dinner.
So they said Michael Jackson is one of the best-selling music artists in history, having sold over 500 million records worldwide.
Half a billion.
Right. His best-seller album, Thriller, which sold over 66 million copies. Today, 1 billion.
Jiminy Christmas. Now, you think about if he's still alive. I always play this game when I hear those numbers. If you made $1, just $1 off every unit sold, you're a billionaire.
Right.
And that's passive income at this point. You're not doing anything. You're sitting at home just waiting for the royalty check to arrive. Good grief.
And you know that album, the album, the Michael Jackson album now is a cum. They don't even make it anymore. That Thriller album, the vinyl.
Oh.
So well, if you
oh,
have
oh, of
one,
course the vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, if you have one, put it up, put it in some plastic, wrap it up.
And then when you reach retirement age, there's your retirement fund
yes,
right there.
Yes, yes.
Holy cow. So only on this program can we go from Michael Jackson. Well, I guess we're talking about mental illness here. And obviously Michael Jackson had his problems.
Yes.
So now we go back to the idea that, you know, doctors are taught first do no harm. Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. That's gone out the window. Think about gender affirming care. So a child has gender dysphoria, which is a real thing. Don't get me wrong. I truly believe that gender dysphoria is a real thing. But what are we doing? We're doing harm. We're doing harm by allowing a child to make a decision, a life-altering decision, rather than dealing with it as a mental illness and saying, let's work our way through this. And, you know, and I know it's difficult for parents. And then when you reach the age of maturity, when you reach the age of independence, then you can make these decisions and you can go do what you want to do. Doctors, do you know that doctors are cutting healthy fingers off so they can pander to the psychotic delusions of their patients? The notoriously kooky psychiatry field wasn't about to be left behind in this crazy march of what I would call progressivism. The experts have praised the kids they helped mess up for committing suicide. That's what they're doing. Back to Washington Free Beacon. They write, pediatricians got a vivid taste of the brave new world in 2022 when Marissa Ladinsky, in an address at the American Academy of Pediatrics annual conference, praised a transgender teenager, Leela Alcorn, for boldly ending her life and leaving a suicide note that went viral literally around the world. This was Marissa Ladinsky is a pediatrician at the University of Alabama Children's Hospital. She leads the clinic's gender health team. This is sick. This is really sick. And do you know why that? Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of talk show hosts around the country that would be more than willing to talk about this. But in polite company, which maybe that's not what we are, it's verboten. You don't want to talk about this. Why it's politically incorrect? Why? How dare you criticize a pediatrician? I mean, by golly, she's got an MD after her name. Yeah, well, I've got a JD after my name. So, you know, BFD. You're going to praise a transgender teenager because they committed suicide? Let's go back to UCLA for a minute. Izzar and Mustafa, who are practicing psychiatrists, argued that self-immolation is a reasonable response to geopolitical events and that the taboo against it serves the interests of power. Now, before I finish that paragraph, why are we to serve the interests of power? I thought we were once supposed to speak truth to power. I thought that while we indeed understand that politicians have power, that law enforcement has power, that parents have power, that husbands and wives have power, husbands and husbands have power, wives and wives have power, parent-child has a power relationship. There are all sorts of power relationships. But we're supposed to somehow accept that burning yourself to death serves the interests of power by, quote, perpetuating the stigma of self-immolation, these two stupid psychiatrists argue. By perpetuating the stigma of self-immolation, psychiatrists discredit resistance to power structures like colonization, homophobia, and white supremacy, framing legitimate acts of protest as signs of psychiatric dysfunction. You know what I think? I think these psychiatrists are as nutty as their patients, but with the difference that their nutty, their nuttiness is actually more dangerous because it centers on an evil ideology. Washington Free Beacon. Their contentions undercut official guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which warns that bestowing honor and admiration on suicide victims can inspire others to take their own lives. Now, sarcastically, I would say, I'm sure the CDC will get on board once it realizes that, well, encouraging mentally ill people to commit suicide helps combat colonization, homophobia, and white supremacy, blah, 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 blah. Washington Free Beacon again. Liberal jargon was peppered throughout Izar and Mustafa's talk. One slide asserted that psychiatry is weaponized tools of colonization, racism, anti-blackness, homophobia, and various tools of oppression. Another told psychiatrists to embed your practice with an anti-colonial lens and recognize that mental health is intimately tied to liberation. It just seems to me that every institution that we hold near and dear to modern civilization that has given us the society that we live in has been subverted. Absolutely subverted by these progressive slash Marxists. And they've reduced all of these institutions to some sort of dysfunctional, demented, malevolent farce. And unfortunately, the medical profession, at least insofar as the great institution of UCLA is concerned, is no exception. Absolutely no exception. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And by the way, to the texter that says, you're really bored with today's program? Well, go watch TV. I'll be right back.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit subscribe. That gives you all 5 days of the weekday program and the 3 hours on the weekend program. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros, is... well, he's a Maoist. You know, Mao Zedong, when you think about Maoism, it differs, even though Marxism and Leninism starved millions of people. Mao did it believing that by forcing the starvation of all of these people, that he could impose a cultural revolution as much as a political revolution and completely change everything about China. And Maoism actually lives on in some of the dumbassery that goes on with some of these people that are trying to tell us. Oh, hang on a minute. They're trying to tell us that the transformation of the food system and moving away from meat eating and traditional agriculture needs to be done all in the name of fighting climate change. But what does it really mean? It really means that people are going to starve to death. Listen to what he has to say in this short clip.
Our food systems are harming the health of people and planet. Food systems contribute to over 30% of greenhouse gas emissions and account for almost 1/3 of the global burden of disease.
I'm speechless. If you're a starving family in the United States, in fact, you should not be starving in the United States. We have so many programs and things to help feed people. But if you are literally in a third world country starving, and you heard, and someone sat down with, you know, that mother who's barely able to breastfeed her baby, and she's got starving kids around her, and their bellies are protruded, not because they're full, but because they're empty. And you told them, listen, we can't give you any grain, and we can't give you any meat, because well, it's contributing, you know, 30% or whatever the stupid dumbass number is to greenhouse gas emissions. And so, therefore, you're just going to have to just starve. Maybe we can find you some crickets somewhere. Maybe we can go dig some grubs up out of the ground for you. But, you know, we know that in the rest of the civilized world, that people are eating meat and grains and they're you know, their bellies are full. But, you know, sucks to be you. It's insanity. Utter insanity.
Our food systems are harming the health of people and planet. Food systems contribute to over 30% of greenhouse gas emissions and account for almost one-third of the global burden of disease. Transforming food systems is therefore essential by shifting towards healthier, diversified, and more plant-based diets.
Let me stop again. So we got to, you know, convert to more plant-based diets. Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to that starving mother and her children somewhere in Africa or somewhere in South America, somewhere in Asia, maybe somewhere in Appalachia. And you're going to tell them that, wait a minute. Well, if we're going to transform the food, our whole food system away from meat and traditional agriculture into a plant-based diet, when I think of traditional agriculture, yeah, I think about cattle, and I think about chickens and hogs. I also think about wheat, corn, soybeans, all of the grains that we grow. But we're going to tell them in Africa that, yeah, you can't, sorry, you can't have that cattle over there, that ox over there. But you know what? We know you're not growing any grains, but that's what you need to do. I despise these people. I honestly despise these people.
If food systems delivered healthy diets for all, we could save 8 million lives per year. WHO is committed to supporting countries to develop and implement policies to improve diets and fight climate change.
How about you just implement policies to feed people? Why don't you just feed them, you dumbass? How about doing that?
Therefore, very pleased that over 130 countries have signed the COP28 UAE Declaration on Climate and Health. Together, we can protect and promote the health of both people and planet.
I want to scream. I literally want to scream at these kinds. He's a malice. As I said, he's totally a malice. They're like the bloodthirsty arm of the communist mind, the communist virus. He's begging us to kill billions of people. Doesn't even think twice about it. Doesn't even blink about it. Ugh. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, text the word Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.